the matter? What is it?
It's in the case for Nick Carter, master detective.
Yes, it's a case for that most famous of all manhunters, the detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction. Nick Carter, master detective. Continuing the curious adventure called
Kidnapped for Sale, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
Searching for the babies stolen from Mrs. Mary Anders by a gang that specializes in getting hold of babies any way they can and then selling them to couples eager to adopt them, Nick, Patsy, and Scubby were captured by the gang and turned over to Dutch for execution. Dutch is in an argument with the chief, turned on him, and killed him. During the battle, Nick got free and captured Dutch, who confessed that the baby was being held by a Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Later, as Nick was leaving his office, Mrs. Anders came to him and begged him to drop the case. Nick reluctantly agreed and sent Mrs. Anders home. Now, Nick and Scubby are in Nick's car. Scubby is driving.
But, Nick, where are we going? You haven't told me where to drive to yet.
We're going to Midvale, Scubby. Know how to get there?
Oh, sure. That's about 15 miles north of here. Oh, we are going after Mrs. Anders' baby, aren't we?
Yes, Scubby. And every second counts.
But, Nick, what about your promise to Mrs. Anders that you'd stop trying to find her baby?
I had to make that promise for her sake, Scubby. She was trying hard to control her feelings, but she was obviously on the verge of hysterics. I'm sure she was terrified by something.
Yeah, she sure was upset, all right.
She couldn't have changed her mind about wanting to give her baby up. She loved it too much. No, Scubby, the gang undoubtedly threatened to harm her child unless she made me give up the search for it.
So that's it?
Yes. And if they're going to harm it, they'll do it whether I give up the case or not. That's why I'm going ahead in spite of my promise to Mrs. Anders. There's too much at stake to quit now.
Right, Nick. I'll have you in Midvale in 15 minutes. Only, why Midvale?
Because that's where all the clues point to.
What clues, Nick? I didn't know we had any yet.
You're just not putting them together, Scubby. Start with the clue Patsy and I found in Arnold's apartment.
Oh, you mean the burnt piece of paper with the words Main Street and $3,000 on it?
That's one of the clues. It told us that the baby had probably been sold to some couple living on Main Street.
Yeah, but it didn't say what Main Street, Nick. And there are thousands of them.
I know. But Dutch Jennings told us the couple's last name was Smith.
Yeah, but there must be an awful lot of Smiths living on all the different Main Streets in this country.
Right. However, luckily enough, though, we have another clue you haven't mentioned.
Huh? Oh, have we? I didn't know about it.
Oh, yes, you do, Scubby. That telephone call the chief got while we were tied up in his office. Remember it?
Oh, sure, I remember it. Well, what about it?
During the conversation, the chief mentioned Midvale. Then said, oh, you're going to pick it up yourself and ship it out of the state. That'll be safer.
I get it. They must have been talking about the baby. So that gives us Main Street, Midvale, Smith. Three different little clues put together to make one big one.
Exactly.
Right?
And the telephone directory lists only two Smiths on Main Street in Midvale. A Howard Smith at 517 Main Street and a Richard Smith at 921 Main.
Then one of them must be the Smith we want.
Right, Scully. And in 10 minutes, I expect to find out which one it is.
Well, here's the 500 block on Main Street, Nick. 517 must be one of those houses right there.
Don't stop directly in front of it, Scubby. Pull up a couple of houses beyond.
Right, Nick. Yeah, that's 517. That little frame house with the porch light on. Look, I'll park up by the streetlight and
No, never mind stopping. Never mind. This isn't the place.
It isn't?
No.
Well, for Pete's sake, how do you know it isn't?
Just by looking at it. That porch light told me enough to be positive Mrs. Anders' baby isn't there.
Oh, detecting is nice work if you can get it. But I don't get it, Nick.
Well, thanks, Scubby. It's a small house, badly in need of paint.
Yeah.
And on the porch, there were three bicycles and a tricycle.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean to you?
Huh? Three bicycles. Well, I suppose that means three kids in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the tricycle probably means another one, not big enough for a bicycle yet, huh?
Right, Scubby. A family with four children, at least, in a small house that needs repairs. So?
Oh, sure, those Smiths don't have much dough. With four kids to take care of, they aren't going to adopt another one. They got their hands full now.
Exactly. So let's try the Richard Smiths at 921 Main.
Okay. Well, that must be 921 up there in the middle of the next block. Yeah, and it's a new house, too.
Mm-hmm. New and expensive. The lights are on, which means they're at home.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you want me to drive by and stop?
No, stop right in front of the house.
Okay.
Good. Come on.
Yeah. Think we'll have any trouble, Nick?
I doubt it. These people must know they got the baby the wrong way. They should be only too glad to give it up to avoid trouble.
Well, I'll ring. Hey, you're positive that these are the people who've got Mrs. Anders' baby, Nick?
I'd stake my reputation on a scabby. You see those muddy wheel marks on that walk up the side of the house?
Oh, yeah. A baby buggy made those, all right.
Mm-hmm. Which means that they have...
Yes? What is it?
Mr. Smith?
Yes, I'm Mr. Smith.
My name's Nick Carter.
Oh.
This is my assistant, Mr. Wilson.
How do you do?
I'd like to talk to you. May we come in?
Is there any reason you can't talk here?
Not if you prefer.
I do. What is it?
Mr. Smith, we've come for that baby you and your wife adopted about 2 weeks ago.
Baby? What are you talking about?
You know very well what I'm talking about. There's no use trying to bluff us.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're either crazy or making a bad mistake. There's no baby in this house, Mr. Carter. There never has been a baby in this house. And as far as I'm concerned, there never will be a baby here. Good night, sir.
Gosh, Nick, what are we going to do now? That wasn't the right place after all.
Scabby, I couldn't have been mistaken.
Well, that Smith guy certainly was positive about it.
Yes, Scabby, a little too positive. As if he had his answer ready even before we arrived.
Oh, you mean you think that he...
Oh, Scabby, stop in front of this drugstore we're coming to.
The drugstore? Okay, Nick. Oh, what are you going to do in here?
I noticed the only drugstore in the neighborhood. I'd like to ask the druggist some questions. Wait for me, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Evening. Something I can do for you?
I wonder if you could tell me how to reach 917 Main Street, Mr. Richard Smith's house.
Smith's? Straight down the street, about two blocks. Big new house on your right.
Thanks very much. I wonder if you could tell me how old the baby they've adopted is. I'd like to buy a present for it.
How old?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I can't say. It must be pretty small, though.
That so?
Yes, they bought special baby food about 10 days ago. The other day, they got some Castile soap and some baby powder.
I see.
Can't be a very old baby.
Well, thanks. Then I guess I'll take a chance and buy it a teddy bear. I think that one on the corner there will do very nicely.
This one?
Yes.
$2.98, mister.
Here's a $5. Keep the change.
Why, thanks. Thanks.
Well, did you find out anything, Nick?
Yes. Back to the Smiths, Scubby.
Yeah?
This time, they're going to talk if we have to make them do it.
Listen here. You can't force your way into my house like this. Get out. Get out at once.
Not until you've done a little talking. Close the door, Scubby.
Right, Nick.
This is an outrage. Richard, I'm going to call the police.
Go right ahead, Mrs. Smith. We'll wait here till they come.
I'll handle this, my dear. Mr. Carter, for the last time, I order you to leave this house.
And for the last time, I refuse. Now, suppose we step into the living room and talk more comfortably here.
We have nothing to talk about. We've already told you there's no baby in this house.
There certainly is not.
I believe there's no baby here now, Mrs. Smith, but I'm positive that until a few hours ago you had a baby here. Now, where is it gone?
But we didn't. I tell you, we didn't.
Then
how do you explain
this?
Oh.
It's a baby's rattle.
Yes, I spotted it under the sofa a second ago. You overlooked it, Mr. Smith, when you and your wife tried to get rid of all the signs that there had been a baby here.
Oh, tell them, Richard. Go on, tell them.
Dorothy?
No, Richard, I can't lie any longer. Yes, we did adopt a baby, but now they've taken it away again.
That's better. Who took it?
A man called for it only an hour ago. He told us we'd get into serious legal trouble if we didn't give it up.
That's right, Mr. Carter. The man who came for it said there'd been a mix-up, and the baby's mother was threatening legal action. He told us that if we denied ever having had the baby, we could stay in the clear.
It was such a sweet baby. I couldn't understand the mother ever being willing to give it up in the first place. But I suppose the $3,000 meant more to her than the baby did.
You paid $3,000 for that baby?
Yes. We tried hard to adopt one the usual way, but we were told we'd have to wait and wait. So when this Mr. Arnold got in touch with us, we talked it over and then...
And you got mixed up in one of the newest and dirtiest rackets in existence.
Well, what do you mean?
Arnold was a member of a gang specializing in getting hold of babies and selling them to people like you. People anxious to adopt a child. The baby you adopted was stolen from its mother.
Oh, no!
We never dreamed that
it... No, of course not. Never mind that now. The baby's life's in danger. We've got to find fast. Now tell me all you can about the man who came for the baby.
Well, he was no one we'd ever seen before. But he knew all about the baby and said Arnold had sent him.
Yes?
He gave us our money back and said he was going to take the baby back to its mother. And if we'd keep our mouths shut, There wouldn't be any trouble.
What did he look like?
He was about 30 and thin. He had dark hair and eyes, and he talked with a slight foreign accent.
How was he dressed?
He had a dark coat and vest that didn't fit quite right. And he was wearing dark slacks of a different material. Whipcord, I think.
Coat that didn't fit and whipcord slacks, huh? That isn't the way I should have expected the head of this gang to dress. Is that all you can tell us?
I'm afraid it is. We wrapped the baby up well, and this man took it away in a car.
What kind of car?
It was a dark sedan. I couldn't see it very well from the window.
Dark sedan, huh? Was anyone else in it?
I think there was. I got the impression there was someone sitting in the back seat.
But the man who got the baby was the one who drove the car away.
Yes, that's right.
I see. Anything else?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, gosh, Nick, that doesn't give us much of a clue as to where they've taken the baby.
No, Scully, it doesn't. And yet I have a hunch that... that somewhere there must
be... Is that... I'll answer, Griffin. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Smith. Mr. Carter? Oh, yes, he's here. Just a moment. It's for you, Mr. Carter.
For you, Nick? Well, who knows you're here?
Patsy, probably. She knew we were coming here. Hello?
Nick, is that you?
Yes, Patsy, what's up?
Nick, Mr. Randolph Phelps just phoned the office.
Phelps? What about?
He didn't say. Just said it was very important, and he wanted you to get in touch with him the minute you came in.
I see. Did he leave his number?
Yes. Rivertown, 312.
Rivertown? Well, that's about 20 miles from here. I'll call him right away. Thanks, Patsy. See you later.
Well, what is it, Nick? Anything important?
Yes, Scubby. It may be the break we need. Mr. Smith, you mind if I make a call on your phone?
Well, of course not. Go right ahead.
Thanks. Operator, I'd like Rivertown 312, please.
Is that the Phelps who's connected with the infant's hospital, Nick? The one who wants to help find the baby?
Yes, Scubby. Maybe he's got...
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Phelps?
Yes, speaking.
This is Nick Carter, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yes, Mr. Carter. I'm certainly glad to hear from you. I want your advice.
Advice?
About half an hour ago, I had a phone call from someone who wouldn't give me his name. He spoke with a slight accent. And...
Accent?
Yes. He said he wanted to speak to me privately. He had a proposition for me.
What kind of proposition?
He wouldn't come straight out with it, but he intimated that if I'd use my connection with the infant's hospital to supply him certain information, he would pay me $50,000 a year.
I see.
I thought he was probably a member of the baby selling ring, maybe the head of it. So I pretended to be interested.
Go on.
I told him I'd talk to him, and he insisted on seeing me at once. He said he'd be here inside of an hour. I thought perhaps you'd like to be here when I talk to him.
Good. I'll come at once. If he shows up before I get there, stall him along. I'll be there inside of 30 minutes.
So just when it seemed that Nick and Scubby had at last uncovered the whereabouts of the Anders baby, an unknown man with an accent got away with the baby almost under their very noses. Once again, it looks as if the baby-selling gang has beaten Nick to it. But now that man with an accent has made an appointment to talk to Randolph Phelps, the head of the infants hospital, and Phelps has invited Nick to be present at the interview. Will this prove to be the break that Nick has been looking for? Is he about to meet the head of the gang? Listen tomorrow. The Strange Adventures of Nick Carter, Master Detective, features Lon Clark as Nick Carter. Patsy is played by Helen Choate. The stories are written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan, and original music is played by Lou White. The entire production is under the direction of Jock McGregor. Tomorrow night at the same time, listen to the further adventures of Nick Carter in the case entitled...
Kidnapped for Sale. Or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
The adventures of Nick's adopted son, Chick Carter, boy detective, are broadcast over most of these stations Monday through Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern War Time. Nick's own show, The Return of Nick Carter, a copyrighted feature of Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated, is presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System and is broadcast from our New York studios over most of these stations every evening, Monday through Friday at 9:15 Eastern War Time. This is Mutual.